趟十四区议会本年度第36号嘅文件，以嚟系咧系强烈不满劳福局、劳工处、民政总署等漠视小业主诉求，拒绝出席区议会下委员会会议，就最低工资调升问题接受议员嘅提问，系区议会本年度第36号嘅文件。早前咧，公务员事务局同埋民政事务总署嘅书面回应咧，已经喺会议前咧系送达俾各位议员咧系备览噶啦。喺度咧，我哋欢迎劳福局政治助理黎咏如女士嚟到区议会咧，系就住议程咧系作出回应噶。喺度咧，我想问问提呈文件嘅黄建新议员同埋许德亮议员咧，有否资料补充？
有啊，多谢主席。
黄建新议员，
民政事务局、民政事务总署等啦，都系公务员事务局。今日都是不来参与这个会议呢，印证了为什么今次要上这份强烈不满的文件，正正就是告诉公众听，有很多部门呢其实真是有事中无义，无事下迎春，喜欢就要你得的时候就一定要你得，不喜欢得的呢，你有什么难题有什么诉求的话呢，他都不回应你要求，甚至乎连出席区议会呢都不会的，都不愿意的。我覺得呢樣嘢係相當之令人遺憾，特別係書面我都寫咗啦，會議係文明社會交流意見、信息傳播同埋溝通嘅活動，其意義重於與會者嘅互動討論啊嘛，價值難以被單向嘅書面答覆所取代。偏偏呢啲部門咧，再一次用一個書面答覆就諗住令到我哋滿意嘅話咧，我覺得呢一個係不合潮流嘅做法，呢個係需要被淘汰嘅做法。特別是公務員事務局，他說我只管大政策而已，我這些其他部門派不派人來區議會我們管不到啊。現在我今次提這個文件，就是想告訴你們，其實社會都有一些聲音叫你公務員事務局檢討一下，是不是可以有一些準則給到各部門去參考。喂，區議會特別由尖旺區議會，特別是黃建新議員、許德亮議員提呈文件。
Thank you, respect Mr. Hui, participate in meetings, issue guidelines, even, well, if you don't do that, I think it's just too much. We ask a change of practice and culture of government departments when they ignore district councils and mind only their own turf. And when it comes to adjustment of the statutory minimum wage, I ask the relevant departments to reconsider. And I have to ask two more questions. The Labour and Welfare Bureau, they are not here today, but they were last time. Is there a double standard? Is it because, well, it is the other way around, they are here today and not last time. Is it because last time we were polite and this time we're strong in our wording? Is it because this time is the general meeting you attend and last time it was only a committee meeting that you did not turn up? Mr. Ho, first of all, I thank Ms. Lai, the political assistant of the Labour and Welfare Bureau, for attending. I think you give us face by attending. I understand that you have a lot of things to do, and if you have to attend all district council meetings, then you won't have time to do your work. I know that political assistants are very busy. Well, please share with your colleagues that when it comes to submission of papers by district councillors, we need interaction. If we don't need a response from you, then we only have to send a letter to you. Why do we have a meeting of the district council? Because we need interaction. We ask government officials to come to answer questions, to respond to our questions. Why do the police do so much? Because they have the public relations. Because they understand the plight of district councillors, and then our views are reflected to their to the management. That's why we have a very cordial relationship. Well, yes, I do appreciate your attendance, Ms. The political assistant. I hope you will forward our views to your boss. If you're not busy, if you're busy, of course you can't attend every meeting. Well, but don't be absent all the time. And this time, I'm not going to get mad at you. I'll reserve it next time. LWB, thank you, Chairman, and I thank members, Ms. Dr. Wong and Mr. Ho's supplement. In response to Mr. Wong's question as to whether there is some standard, and is it because whether last time it was a committee meeting that we were not present, I can tell you adamantly that we are very happy to communicate. That's why I'm here today. And I will reflect your views. And there is no difference in standard. Wherever possible, we cherish every opportunity that we have to talk to the Yap Chin Wong District Council. In relation to the issues that has arisen from statutory minimum wage, that is the resultant increase in management fees. Would any members like to ask questions or make comments before I respond further? I'll take this opportunity to give you more information about the background. The implementation of statutory minimum wage is to forestall excessively low level of wages. Well, prior to the Labour Day, there was a recommendation made by the Labour Advisory by the Minimum Wage Commission to raise the statutory minimum wage to $32.50, and that was it was discussed on the 19th of March, and it will be implemented on the 1st of May. There may be implications as a result of this adjustments of SMW, say for example increase in management fees, and this is not under the purview of the Policy Bureau. I'm sent here by the Bureau and the Labour Department. I will reflect your views. Thank you. Questions? Mr. Wong? Warm welcome to you, Ms. Lai. Let me first say this. Well, last time I made this a metaphor, and I'll do it again. Someone took a dog to a park, and then the dog left some poo. And then the buck is passed to the LCSD. Of course, I understand that the subsidizing small owners is not a policy of the LWB. But this is an act on the part of the government resulting in additional management fees paid by a lot of small owners. They suffer. So when you study your policy, when you consider legislative amendment, please take that into consideration. And there are implications that we can see, but yes, it's not under your purview. I raised this in 2013. So the Statutory Minimum Wage Commission and the LWB, have they considered my views? Have they considered my suggestion? Have they heard our voices? If not, I'm afraid that, Ms. Lai, after you reported our views and in a couple of years of time, there will be another upward adjustment and the same thing will happen again. And I don't know how many times I have to say it. Can you tell us specifically that our voices will be heard and will be considered? I'm not asking for an undertaking. I don't want it just swept under the carpet. I don't want it swept under the carpet. And if you tell us that our views will be considered, then I will wait and see. Any other questions? No, Ms. Sly? Thank you for Mr. Wong's question. Last time you talked about the 24th of January 2013 during the committee, you've raised this issue. In the Housing and Building Management Committee, we are aware of what you said. The adjustment is biannual. We would like to maintain flexibility to ensure that the adjustment of the statutory minimum wage level will reflect the situation of the labour market, our economy, and affordability, and the impact on the public. We are always very concerned about the possible implications on our society as a result of the adjustment. Let me give you some information. At 4:30, that is the latest statistics, well, the report of our employment situation is fresh out of the oven. Before the implementation of the statutory minimum wage, some people are worried that there will be wastage of low-paying jobs. That's why we pay close attention to it. With the implementation in 2011 until now, we see that the latest unemployment rate is only 3.3%, and this is published at 4:30. And over a number of quarters, this has stayed at a low level. It's practically full employment. And if we compare the latest figure with the figure pre-statutory minimum wage, and when we consider whether there is a negative impact on employment, we see that reality tells us that it is the opposite. With SNW, there are about 260,000 people who have joined the labour market. 180,000 of them are women. This is a macro situation. And of course, there are many factors. From our observation, we see that the implementation of the SMW serves as an incentive for some people to rejoin the labour market, in particular women. And we're talking about women who are older with a lower education level. There is an improvement on the wage of low-paying jobs. We're talking about pre- and post-SMW. Full-time low-paying jobs. After SMW, there is an increase of 34% in wages. Taking out inflation, it's as high as 12%. So it's a marked increase. There are more people who are working full-time, especially women. And in terms of wages, there is an improvement. We see that this policy benefits grassroots. Any other questions, Mr. Wong? 1 minute. Just one word. I hope the LWB will actually listen to comments, and in future adjustments, possible adjustments, they will think twice about the impact. I hope this is something that they would at least do to consider it. And I ask Chairman, Deputy Chairman of the District Council, the District Officer, when they have meetings with the CS or government officials, reflect the situation when the government departments selectively attend meetings. This situation should be improved. This is a malpractice, and I don't want to see it again. Ms. Cole? I understand that Mr. Wong and Mr. Hui do not oppose to the statutory minimum wage in the submission of this paper. You told us one side of the story. Yes, that is very important. We have an unemployment rate of 3.3%, and labor potential has been released, especially that of women. There are men who encounter difficulties in finding jobs. And because of minimum wage, there are changes in types of jobs in property management. They will have, management companies will have to consider whether to raise management fees. I'm not saying that we should pay pittance to caretakers, but we have to consider the affordability of small owners. We hope that the statutory minimum wage commission will strike a balance after taking into account the different interests of different groups. Can the financial secretary or other bureau secretary implement measures to help those who are affected? These are policy issues. Well, this is the 8th year when I am chairman of the Yap Chin Wong DC. We see that we invite departments to attend, and they only give us a written reply, and more often than not, they don't physically attend. As a result, a lot of members are unhappy because they have worked very hard to improve people's livelihood. They would like the opportunity to reflect their views to you. However, government officials, they are paid a wage, but they refuse to attend. Me and Ms. Cole reflect this to government officials, and I've actually told Mrs. Carrie Lam, the CS, this. There are many government departments. Maybe different issues are handled by different colleagues in the same department. I see that members are angry. But what they want is just for government departments to attend meetings. You will hear different questions and different comments when you are actually here. Perhaps through the HAD, there can be some coordination. We help each other, and we work together. I urge the Director of Home Affairs to make an appeal to bureaus and departments. Asking officials to go to the district councils as far as possible. They can use the opportunity to respond to questions, comments. Perhaps I'll have to ask the district officer to reflect this to the department. Any other questions?
有沒有?
If not, then I thank once again Ms. Lai from the Labour and Welfare Bureau for taking part in our discussion. Thank you.